Hi, this is Sandy Dover with the BMF Sports Network, a partner of Complex Media, and I'm here today in this latest edition of Hearsay AV to talk about the Adidas Climate Chill Cosmic Boost. And it released actually the weekend before Memorial Day, or I shouldn't say the weekend, maybe the week before Memorial Day, around that time of this year, of 2015, but I'm giving it some personal attention because it's just really an excellent shoe. And I want to walk you through it as you're looking at the photos, which were a pleasure to take, courtesy of my friends at Adidas. I really just want you to get familiar with this shoe if you haven't gotten familiar with it already. It's really a slipper. It's a running slipper. It is a sneaker, but it feels very much unlike a shoe. It feels more like a slipper. It's virtually seamless on the inside. When you have a seamless sock on, you can really believe it for yourself. It's way more believable that way. So if you have socks, you're really going to get a feel of a shoe that's not quite a shoe, even though it is. What I love about it is that it's well ventilated, and there's a really just one major reason for that. The upper, sort of like the heel, which we'll get to soon, is a combination upper of prime knit. Two-thirds of that is prime knit in the midfoot and in the toe box, and then you have like this plush cushioned mesh layer in the rear. So near the Achilles, it actually has heat welding along the ankle and along the Achilles to kind of give it some support and structure. But the majority of the shoe up top is prime knit, so you have that combination. You have a combination of something that gives you a one-to-one fit through the quarter paneling, and some open holes that's made in a knit in a toe box. And in the bottom, you have a combination foam system here. So as the shoe is named, it's a Climate Chill Cosmic Boost. So there's boost in the forefoot. Now, normally you have boost going all throughout in Adidas Boost shoes, but these only have boost in the forefoot. But in the rear, the midfoot and the rear, you have a high grade premium EVA foam, which I suspect is Adapin Plus because it's not marked here. And really the prime knit isn't marked, but you can clearly see that it's prime knit. So you have an Adapin Plus midfoot and rear, and then you have boost in the forefoot, which is really, really great because you get a combination of stability and some density that you're not going to find in the boost. But in the boost, you're going to have something that's more lightweight and it's bouncy. And it's not to say that the heel isn't bouncy with the Adapin Plus that I suspect, but it's just that you get the best of both worlds. In the heel, or I shouldn't say in the heel, in the sole, you have an ice rubber sole. And you can clearly see where the boost and the EVA kind of come together. And then, like its namesake, it's Climate Chill, which comes from the Clima Cool series. And these shoes, they release irregularly. But you have in the arch just an open gap that has five individual holes that's made out of foam, and the air can pass through from beneath. So that promotes that sort of Climate Chill attitude that Adidas is going for. And even in the insole, you have holes in the insole so that the air can kind of pass through, which, mind you, that the insole is perforated as well, but you have major holes going through that kind of act in the same fashion as the holes from the bottom of the shoe. So you have an airy feel. I wouldn't wear these in the rain. Definitely wear them in dry weather, but if it's hot, these are the perfect shoe to wear because it's extremely well ventilated. They're very comfortable. Wear socks with these. Even though it might be tempting to not wear socks with these, you want to wear socks with these because they aren't totally seamless on the inside. You do get some rubbing near the toe bridge, near the bottom of the toe bridge where your toes actually start to form and individualize near the metatarsals. But other than that, I mean, it's a wonderful shoe to wear. So if you have, you know, your microfiber socks, and then the tongue is like a fishing net. Literally, it's like fishing net material, and it's open hole. And you can see through it clearly. Even in a toe box, you can see through it clearly with the prime knit, the way they engineer it. If you're wearing a sock that's colored, you actually see the color through the prime knit in the toe. But this is a slipper. If this is anything like what Cinderella had going on, I mean, I'm not hating on her if she didn't want to take those glass slippers off, because if there's anything like that, this climate chill cosmic boost, I mean, this is really a spectacular shoe. So if you want something that's comfortable, that is for spring, summer, and fall, I suggest you go after this shoe still. I mean, I know that the seasons are going to be changing soon, and the weather is going to be getting funny here in the next month or so, probably by September, but this is the sort of shoe that you want. And, you know, you're going to get a pretty good return on this, because it's just so unique. Like I said, two different kinds of foam cushioning, two different kinds of upper engineering. And it's light, and it's inconspicuous, and you can run in it, you can chill in it, you can do whatever you want in this shoe virtually. I suggest running in it and just relaxing in it. This is just that type of shoe. But definitely go for it. And again, thank you to my friends at Adidas, and stay tuned for another edition of Here CAV by Sandy Dover, property of BMF Sports and Complex.